We're back with more of Lake Effect Now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Lake Effect essayist Jim Spangler spent much of his working life at and around newspapers, during which he met people from many walks of life.
But it was as a small-town Iowa teenager with a passion for cars that he says he learned some of his first lessons about profit, people, and prejudice as he worked a paper route.
When I hung up my newspaper bag for the last time 58 years ago, the Clinton, Iowa Herald, my hometown daily, was delivered and paid for by every single one of the 68 families on my route. That is, everyone except Old Ed, black 49 Chrysler. Like many boys of my vintage, that paper route was my first venture into high finance. I bought the papers wholesale and sold them retail with a weekly profit of about $9, except at Christmas when the tips rolled in. Many customers would give me a buck, 30 cents for the paper and the rest for my tip. A few high rollers would pay the 30 cents and then give me the dollar. And then there was Mrs. Myers, 55 Cadillac, two-door green, who tipped $5 and the 30 cents. Her paper went inside the screen door every day, and I'd ring the doorbell to tell her that the Herald had arrived. As I mentally walked my paper route of 58 years ago, I can't remember many of the names, but I can recall the cars. Mr. 53 Ford, four-door blue and white, waited on his back porch for me every afternoon. He nailed all his old license plates to the back of his garage, and he never gave me a tip. Spent too much on nails, I guess. Mr. 56 Lincoln, dark blue four-door, was a school principal someplace, and I just assumed he knew my principal. He got his paper tucked into a dry corner of his porch, rain or shine, and I didn't cut across his grass like I did everybody else's. My little Iowa hometown was not immune from the real world. However, it took the reflection of more than a few years for me to realize it. There was an old man, 50 Studebaker, two-door with a wraparound rear window, who, in good weather, would sit on a white metal chair in his front yard. He always wanted to talk as I made my rounds. "You're sure you're not a Jew?" he would often ask, and with the word Jew, he would crunch up his face. "No, I'm a Methodist," I'd respond and try to hurry past him. Young boys don't understand much about either loneliness or prejudice, but now I realize he suffered from both. We also had a German DP couple on the route, late 40s Dodge panel truck, black. He was a house painter, and his wife had the reddest hair this side of a Clairol commercial. DP stands for displaced person, and Dad said he was in the German army before he was captured by the Americans in World War II. Because of their background, they were, to some degree, the neighborhood celebrities. This in spite of the fact he was an enemy combatant little more than a decade earlier. It didn't strike me until much later that while they had been accepted so fully into our little Iowa town, others, not white and not from Europe, often report a different experience. Mr. 50 Studebaker, in his prejudice, is not alone. People paid the 30 cents for the paper by the week, so I'd collect half the route on Thursday and the other half on Friday, or fish day, as my Catholic buddy called it. The best time to find people at home was supper time. And back then, Catholic families, and there were a lot of them on my route, couldn't eat meat on Friday, so many of them served fish. Mom didn't like fish and very seldom fixed it. It's a good thing we were Methodists. And last, there was Old Ed, 49 Chrysler Black. He was the only one on my route not taking the paper, and I was determined to make him a subscriber. I'd throw a free paper on his porch for a few days, then ring his doorbell and ask for his business. He would say no, and he wasn't very nice about it. And I'd try it again in 3 months or so with the same result. He would never subscribe, but I could see him through his picture window, sitting on a brown leather chair, reading every one of my free newspapers. Over a 40-year career after college and a stint in the Marines, I'd often know people who reminded me so much of my newspaper route customers. I was blessed occasionally to work with $5 tippers like Mrs. Myers. There were a lot of the $1 variety. And thankfully, only a few who, like Old Ed, would only read the free newspapers.
Essayist Jim Spangler is a retired newspaperman who lives in Brookfield.